Welcome everyone online. Oh, someone's clock is going off. So just know we have about 15 people or so here in the sanctuary. And we have, just so you know, they're very happy. I don't know that for sure. They've got masks on, but I'm thinking they're happy. I can see creases on they're smiling. And then we have a good showing of people online as well. Welcome to everyone online. Again, just to make sure y'all know this, your pictures are on the wall at church. So we can see you really well. And when you speak, it is like God speaking, because we've got the microphone connected to the computer and you're broadcast over our speakers. So that's why if you're not speaking, go ahead and mute yourself. And when you're ready to speak, just raise your hand. I'll try to do my best to get you in. So good to see everyone on this beautiful day. Can you believe the weather that we have? My goodness, what in the world? It's fantastic. We do, just to make sure we're all on the same page, we do have in-person worship at 11 o'clock. And then we also have our online service that you can access. I just want to be clear with everyone how you can find the online church service. We've gotten a lot of people ask questions this week. One way is by going to our Facebook page. And if you go to the title More, select that, and then go down below that, scroll on down to video and select video. And if you select that at 11 o'clock, the service should come right on up. If you want to watch the service after it's live, you can go to our Facebook page and find it as well. So that's how you find our online service. We don't have a link really that we can send out to everyone like before, because it's a live service. So everyone says, "Oh, why don't you send the link?" You can't make a link for something that's live. But what you can do, one easy way to find the service, this is the easiest way, is if you go to our website, www.peaceinphilomath.com, and you go to the lowest point on the left-hand side, you'll see a Facebook icon. It's a little small, teeny weeny. If you just hit that at 11 o'clock, it takes you right to our Facebook page. It's a hot link on our website page. So anyway, just wanted to share that. I'll repeat that for the next couple of weeks so that everyone knows how to do that, because we have gotten a lot of questions from people in our membership. All right, just some updates for everyone. I shared last night, Art Laban. He has really had, like I said in my email, a lot of ups and downs over the last couple of months. It's hard to, you know, detail all that when we're not in person. So that's the hard part of what we're living in. And so it might come as a shock to our members to say, what's going on with Art? Well, Art really has been up and down for 3 months. In the hospital 1 week, not in the hospital another week. He was in the hospital last weekend for a few days, and it really got to the point where out of the hospital wasn't really working for him to calm and just be comforted. So they decided to move Art to hospice care. That was on Monday or Tuesday. And then through the week, his condition worsened. And our elder Rick and Kathy, Rick Durley and Kathy, were with the Labons on Saturday. And just such a blessing to have Rick there to talk through, and Kathy. Kathy's our nurse, by the way, our parish nurse, to talk through options. And in those conversations, it was decided that Art is going to be going to Evergreen Hospice Care, which is in Albany. That's a location that he'll be in. It's a very peaceful, relaxing place, but it is possible Art may not recover in the next few days. That is a possible outcome. So we need to uplift their family in prayer for sure. Any other things that you have or questions from you guys before we begin our study today? All right. We're also just another person uplift in prayer is Ron Motlock. He's going to have a cornea replacement on Tuesday. That's a big surgery. And, you know, just a lot of concern about how that's going to go and how his recovery is going to go. So you'll hear his name uplifted in prayer as well.